نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صمت نجا. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام: the one who is silent will be saved. Very few words, but they explain, illuminate the path of salvation. من صمت نجا. If you are silent, you'll be saved. And this skill, this ibadah of silence, is one that is seldom followed today. It is important to understand that it's an ibadah and that it's a skill, because in another hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, أَكْثَرُ خَطَايَ ابْنِ آدَمَ فِي لِسَانِهِ. Most of the sins of the child of Adam are in his tongue. Most of the sins of the child of Adam come from his tongue. And he said in another hadith, وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى مَنَاخِرِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. What else throws people in hellfire on their faces except what their tongues bring back, the harvest of their tongues? So if this tongue, this small instrument in our body, is so dangerous, how come we have not learned how to restrain it? You see us on the one hand learning, not only learning, but paying money to learn how to talk. This is how you can conduct or pass an interview. You learn what to say. This is how you could be a better public speaker. This is how you can convince people. This is how you can win friends. This is how you can influence others to believe what you believe. So we actually pay money to learn how to talk, how to be eloquent, how to choose our words. But we don't learn how to be quiet. We don't learn how to be silent. We don't appreciate silence and what it brings to us. And we have no control over it. And we don't understand how catastrophic it could be, especially today. Because it's the easiest thing today to turn on your phone, face your camera, and say whatever you want to say, whether you understand or not, whether you know or not, whether it's beneficial or not. You record it, you broadcast it. Hundreds, thousands, millions of people potentially could hear that. And you're responsible for it. And these things could cause tremendous harm. They could incite riots. They could cause the killing of other people. They could assassinate their reputation. You could do a lot of damage with your tongue, especially today, much more than at the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So if that tongue was dangerous then, it's much more dangerous now. And if you look at non-Muslims in particular, you will see that they have lost the virtue of silence. The motivation is to talk and keep talking. If you have something to say, just say it. Whether it's beneficial, whether you're ignorant or not, just keep talking. And the more that they talk, the more that they cause splits and friction in society, the more that they cause harm. They've lost the idea of silence. But it is right there in the Quran, and it's right there in the Sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. He says, whatever thing he says, he has a raqib, atid, watchful, ready angel recording what he is saying. And if you understand that you are being recorded, and you'll have to answer for everything that you have said, you'll monitor what you say. Someone came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام once and he said, Ya Rasulullah, عِظْنِي. He says, O Messenger of Allah, advise me. قَالَ أَوَتَمْلِكُ لِسَانَكَ. He says, do you have control over your tongue? قَالَ وَمَا أَمْلِكُ إِن لَمْ أَمْلِكْ لِسَانِي. He says, what would I have control over if I cannot control my tongue? قَالَ فَلَا تَقُلْ بِهِ إِلَّا مَعْرُوفًا. He says, do not say with it except what is good. That's the advice. But the response from that companion to the question of the Prophet ﷺ is very telling. It's not just give me advice, I'm going to go. The Prophet ﷺ wanted to know, are you ready for it? And look at the question. Do you have control over your tongue? Because you're supposed to. Because who controls it other than you? Do you have control? And the Sahabi vehemently said, if I cannot control that, what else can I control? Then he said, then don't say with it except what is good. And subhanAllah, today, if you were to ask us, do you have control over your tongue? What would we say? No, it controls me. Our iman is tied to our tongue. He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhiri falyakul khayran aw liyasmut. He says, if you believe in Allah and in the last day, say what is good or be quiet. Be silent. So here you see a very explicit link between your iman and what you say. Your iman needs to control it. And another hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه. It says, a person's iman will not be straight until his heart is straight. And his heart will not be straight until his tongue is straight. And this hadith is important for those who say, well, my tongue is pure. It doesn't matter what I do on the outside. Doesn't matter what I look at. Doesn't matter what I miss. Doesn't matter what the borders that I transgress. My heart is clean. He said the Prophet ﷺ disagrees. Because he's saying that if your tongue is crooked, then your heart is what? Crooked. Can't hide from this. If your tongue is crooked, if you lie, that's a crooked tongue. If you backbite, that's a crooked tongue. If you mock people, that's a crooked tongue. Then your heart is crooked. I don't need to open your heart to find out what's in it. The Prophet ﷺ said so. You have a crooked heart. Because if your heart was clean, your tongue would be clean. And if you want to clean your tongue, you clean your heart. And if you want to clean your heart, you clean your tongue. Then your iman will be intact. So as a believer, silence is established by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a pursuit, as a goal. Someone was sitting in a gathering once. He was quiet. Someone leaned and he said, why don't you talk? And he said, listen, I found that if I want to say something, it brings benefits and harms. It's better and prudent and wiser not to engage in it. And if it's an unknown outcome, it may bring benefits and harm, but I can't calculate. I don't know what it's going to bring. It's also safer not to say anything. And of course, he did not explain that if it brings more harm than benefit, of course, I need to avoid it because this is understood. So another person leaned in and he said, I see that he had dismissed 75% of what people talk about. 75% of what people talked about was dismissed by him. And that is what the scholars have said. فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ Let him say what is beneficial or be quiet. He said, only talk when you know what you're saying brings benefit more than harm. If you do not know, keep quiet. If it brings more harm, be quiet. If you're going to say it in the wrong way to bring more harm, be quiet. And only speak when you know what you're saying is beneficial. That is iman. And that is wisdom. That is wisdom. It was said, Al-hikmatu ashratu ajza' tis'atun minha fi as-samt. It says, wisdom is made of 10 parts. 9 of them is silence. If you want to be wise, you be silent. Because when you're silent, you listen to what people are saying. You digest, you absorb, you weigh the benefits and the harms, the merits and demerits of everything that goes through your ears into your mind. And then you select the best of it. And before you talk, you select the best of it. And then you speak. By that, you'll be wise. وَكَانُوا يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لِسَانُهُ وَرَاءَ قَلْبِهِ وَالْمُنَافِقُ لِسَانُهُ عَلَىٰ طَرْفِ فَمِهِ They said that the believer, his heart is behind his tongue. What do they mean by that? They mean that whatever he wants to say something, it has to pass through the filter of his heart. He thinks about it. And then he decides, I will say it or not. And then he speaks. That's the believer. Whereas the hypocrite, his tongue is in his mouth. Whatever he feels like, he says. That's hypocrisy. That's foolishness. That's not wisdom. That's not resolve. That's infantile. And you look today at how many people run their mouth and with it ruin their lives and they ruin their families. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, in a hadith, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَهْوِ بِهَا فِي النَّارِ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا He says, a person will say a word or a sentence that he pay no attention to, but by which he will descend into hellfire the distance of 70 years. I want you to contemplate the fact that he will not pay attention to it. لا يلقي لها بالا. He will say it and move on. It's not a big deal. But to Allah Azza wa Jalla it is. And because he did not save his tongue, he did not guard what he is saying, he will fall in hellfire 70 years. So this when a person is angry and they renounce iman, renounce faith, speak against Allah Azza wa Jal, speak against Islam. When they renounce or attack something that Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed, impugn it, put it down. When they talk and they attack other people, especially when it's done collectively, He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, in a hadith, إِنَّ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ النَّاسِ جُرْمًا أَوْ فِرْيَةً رَجُلٌ هَجَى رَجُلًا فَهَجَى قَبِيلَةً بِأَسْرِهَا He says, of the greatest crimes or lies with Allah Azza wa Jalla, for someone to be insulted or put down by another. So in retaliation, he puts down and insults his whole tribe. The poets used to do this in Arabia. And we do it today. You have a bad experience with someone from another race, from another geography, from another nation, from another tribe. Or you grew up with this. So everybody there is colored by the same brush. All of them are this. All of them are that. Just because one, two, or three people have crossed you the wrong way. Everybody's like that. And you whisper it to those who will agree with you. But you spread that disinformation, you spread that falsehood. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say about this? You're a great liar. And again, that is childish. Because you know that you're lying. And not everybody is like that. And even if it were to be true, what is the benefit of speaking like that? But we simply just want to talk. And we have not learned the essence of check what you want to say before you say it. How many people ended their marriages? How many men rushed to divorce because they were angry and couldn't control their tongue? And once that happens, they come and they say, how do I fix this? You could have fixed this easily by being quiet. How many women provoke their husbands into divorcing them because of the way that they talk to them? How can I fix this? If you just had learned to be quiet, silent, if you have just control over your tongue, then you would not be in that predicament. How many people speak about others backbiting, which is of the easiest sins today, and they don't restrain it, and no one corrects them. And you have to understand that these people, all of them will be your opponents on the day of judgment. You're increasing the number of cases against you when you meet Allah Azza wa Jal. You think it's going to just be easy. I just committed this and that sin, and then I'll pass. But then you have 50, 100, 200, 500, 1,000 people are saying, Ya Allah, he said these things about us. Let him pay us back. And that is an ultimate stupidity by someone who wants to be saved on the day of judgment to increase his opponents before Allah Azza wa Jal. If you do not control your tongue, then you control nothing. So silence is a ibadah. If you know the truth, speak it, but otherwise, be quiet and listen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد. وصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. Silence was how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was. He was described as كان طويل الصمت قليل الضحك وهو حديث حسن. They described him عليه الصلاة والسلام as lengthy in his silence and seldom in his laughter. He seldom laughs. He smiles a lot, but he doesn't laugh. And when it comes to silence, he's often silent. وكان يكثر وفي حديث آخر كان يكثر الذكر ويقل اللغو. He used to remember Allah a lot, but engage in little idle talk or none of it. لغو is useless talk. He would remember Allah a lot. If you were to sit next to him, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, you'd hear him remembering Allah a lot often, but not useless talk. He would control his tongue. And Aisha described him, عليه الصلاة والسلام, قال كان يتكلم بكلام بين فصل لو شاء أن يحفظه الناس لحفظوه أو يعدوه لعدوه. He said when he would speak, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he was not verbose. He would speak in clear, definite words. If you wanted to count them, you can. If you wanted to memorize it, you can. He wouldn't just keep talking. But with that, he delivered the greatest message, alayhi salatu wasalam, and produced the best of students and teachers, alayhi salatu wasalam. Because that is the essence of wisdom. The essence of wisdom is be selective in what you're saying, not to impress people with how funny you are, not to impress people with your exaggerations, with faking it until you make it. It's to be genuine, to be authentic, and to be quiet, and to listen, and to process, and then produce the best of what you have received. That's what it is. Today, when you are with your friends, you can easily lie to make them laugh. And you think there's nothing wrong with it. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, وَيْلٌ لَهُ وَيْلٌ لَهُ وَيْلٌ لَهُ أَلَّذِي يَكْذِبُ لِيُضْحِكَ النَّاسِ. He says, woe to him, woe to him, woe to him, the one who lies to make people laugh. You lie and you kind of trick them into believing something, or you prank them, and you think you're being funny, you're being smart. Prophet said, woe to you. You cannot be a good Muslim, you cannot be a person of good character if that tongue is not controlled. And so we need to learn silence. And some of the early generation, though this is acting not a sunnah, the way that he controlled his tongue is that he took a pebble and he put it in his mouth. And he wouldn't take it out except for eating and sleeping, just to control the movement of the tongue. But now, that's not a sunnah. But the idea behind it of restraining the tongue is valid. Because Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, مَا شَيْءٌ أَحْوَجُ إِلَى طُولِ سِجْنٍ مِنْ لِسَانٍ. Nothing deserves lengthy imprisonment more than the tongue. Nothing. So yeah, we need to control it. How do I control it? He said, you control it by avoiding words of disbelief and things that anger Allah Azza wa Jal. You avoid it by recognizing who you are, being humble, knowing that you do not know and not talking until you have all the information available. Today, especially when it comes to politics, but even when it comes to grand issues that involve the ummah, everybody has an opinion. Are all of us right? Are all of us well informed? Who is listening and who is talking? If we simply have the ignorant among us, and I include myself in that, if we're just quiet and we listen, there'll be less noise around us, and then we can hear with greater clarity the truth. What clouds the truth today is intentional or unintentional obscuring of the truth by everybody talking, whether they understand or not, whether they need to talk or not. Listen. So you avoid the haram and you don't engage in it. And he also said, alayhi salatu wasalam, when someone came to ask him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, idhni wa awjiz. He says, O Messenger of Allah, advise me, but be brief. He said, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَصَلِّ صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعِ وَإِيَّاكَ وَالْكَلَامَ مِمَّا تَعْتَذِرُ مِنْهِ وَأَجْمِعِ الْإِيَاسَ مِمَّا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Look how beautiful this is. He says, yeah, O Prophet of Allah, advise me and be brief. He says, when you stand up to pray, stand up as if you are bidding farewell to this world. This is the last thing that you're going to be doing. And if you're going to speak, don't say something that you have to apologize for later. And despair of what people have in their hands. Don't long for it. Don't wish for it. What people have is theirs. It's not yours. You don't want anything from them. You don't need anything from them. You're going to die soon. So don't look at what they have. When you want to pray, this is your last prayer. But in the middle, what did he say? If you're going to say something, and later you think that you're going to have to apologize for it, don't say it. Don't lie. So, if we simply follow the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if we avoid unnecessary talk, if we engage in greater remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we know that we cannot enter Jannah except by controlling our tongue, if we know that our hearts will be at peace, our minds will be at peace when we are quieter, then we will do this. So this is a call for all of us. Control the tongue. Control what it says. Let it produce the best of what you have, not the worst. Think before you talk. And say a thing that will please you when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want to really control your tongue, read the Quran. And if you really want to control your tongue, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then your tongue will be filled with what pleases Allah. And shaitan will have less control over it. We ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Arhamar Rahimeen, to make us of those who save their tongue from sin and engage in what pleases you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make our tongues a vehicle for us to enter Jannah, not a vehicle for us to enter hellfire. Make us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, of those who say the best and refrain from the worst. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to increase our iman and purify our hearts. We ask you to forgive us all of our sins and grant us a sincere repentance from the sins that have troubled us. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make us of those who are guiding and guiding of others. Of those who are guided and guiding of others, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Ya Rabbil Alameen to bring relief to Muslims throughout this world, especially in Gaza and Palestine and the rest of the Muslim lands, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, repel their enemies and their plots. Ya Allah, come to their aid. Ya Allah, come to their aid. Ya Allah, come to their aid. Ya Allah, bring quick relief to them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And bring us back all to the fold of Islam, to the fold of the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, so that we become worthy of your victory, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma atina al-khayra kullahu wa'idhna min ash-sharri kullih. نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا ممن حفظ لسانه إلا من خير رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن حفظ لسانه إلا من خير رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا بما ينفعنا وعما لا ينفعنا يا أرحم الراحمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين.